October. It's pumpkin carving season. It's skeleton season. It's candy season. And now it's the season for Halloween specials here on B-Movie Mania. And here to help me tease you guys with what this is all about, I got Chris Hudson with me.
Oh, I'm back.
I got Jason Hulls.
Paul, I'm feeling festive.
Very nice. And I have Mr. Mike Hayes.
Ooh. Mr. Mike Hayes is a werewolf now, by the way. Something happened at the end of season one that we don't really want to talk about right now.
Rawr.
Cool.
Rawr. And my name is Paul Brooks, and yes, B-Movie Maniacs, we are doing a Halloween special, and we are here to tell you all about how it's going to work, because we're doing something a little bit different. Chris, I think you actually kind of came up with the poll idea, so do you want to walk our listeners kind of through how some of this is going to work with our Halloween special?
Sure, Paul, I'd be glad to. Wait, what are we doing?
That's what I thought was going to happen. All right.
I played right into your hands, Paul Brooks.
So your idea, Chris, was, hey, okay, we're going to do this Halloween special. Rather than just one of us picking the movie, let's let our listeners actually decide which movie we're going to review for the Halloween special.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I will totally take credit for that.
And you know, Paul, it's a good thing we've actually had to hire some staffers, because we're expecting so many votes that they're just going to be coming in waves.
Yeah.
So this is going to be really exciting for everybody here.
Loads Absolutely. Of votes.
Votes up the wazoo, baby.
And if you're listening right now, you are going to be able to go over to our Facebook page, our Instagram, our Twitter, whichever you prefer, and vote on the movies that we are about to announce. So we are going to start with Mr. Jason Hulls. What do you got planned for us for the Halloween special? Go!
I think I have a very potential winner here. Okay, it is a 2007 film. You can see it on Amazon. It is called The Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry?
Let me say that title one more time. The Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.
Wow.
Yeah, and it is exactly what you would think it is.
I've not heard of this.
I'm not sure many people have. It's a gay bed and breakfast in the middle of the desert, and evidently there's like a big party, like a big gay party that happens, I think once a year, I think is what I read. And so all of these couples, gay and lesbian couples, are going to this bed and breakfast for the party, and things are not what they seem.
Awesome.
So please vote for The Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.
What made you decide to choose this for the Halloween special?
Honestly, I looked through a bunch of Amazon horror films, and I mean, come on, the title just jumps right out at you. You got to see what that's about. And so I watched the trailer and thought, I've got to pick this.
Very nice. Mike Hayes, what do you got for the Halloween special? This is where you give us the pitch, you know?
Little
pitch for it.
Paul, please edit in the posts to what you know needs to happen right now, because here we go. I was working in the lab late one
God
night when my eyes beheld a B-movie sight. For my monster from the slab began to rise, and my penis got harder to my surprise.
What the hell am I supposed to edit in with that?
Give me that karaoke sound in the background. He did the movie. He did the B-movie mash. The monster movie. It was a graveyard B-movie. He did the movie.
Okay,
it cost
thank
him
you.
The B-movie time. It
he
was
still
the
hasn't
movie.
Said the title yet.
He did
you.
The
What's
B-movie
the...
mash.
What's the name of your movie?
It's called Monster Mash the Movie. It's from 1995. There was a stage play After all of the sequels of Monster Mash, which there are many, someone wrote a stage play in 1967 called I'm Sorry the Bridge is Out, You'll Have to Spend the Night. And then the two dudes who wrote fucking Toy Story 1, you know, the like fucking Oscar-winning animated film,
yeah,
also wrote a screenplay adaptation of this.
God.
Oh, boy.
Afterwards. Ugh. I'm not saying, like, they did this and then eventually did Toy Story. They did Toy Story and then the very next Halloween season fucking did this.
So what led you to choose Monster Mash the movie for the Halloween special?
Well, we all know Monster Mash is everyone's favorite Halloween song. Like, there aren't many, to be honest, so Monster Mash kind of hits it. Unless you're more into, like, the Monster Swim, I guess. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, also, it stars Bobby Pickett, who's the performer of the Monster Mash, along with a bunch of other people, but it looks fucking insane. Mink Stoll's in it, from John Waters movies fames, and a bunch of stuff. It looks insane. It looks perfect.
Okay, very nice. Chris Hudson, the word on the street is that you have something a little strange for your pick. Why don't you hit us with your selection for the Halloween special?
Yeah, I'm trying to do something a little different this time around, but it has something in common with both Jay and Mike's picks. Mm. Like Jay's pick, it's actually a television show. We're going to watch three episodes. It's roughly the same runtime as a movie, so... But it's a very little known 1980s kind of horror television show, starring author, dreamweaver, visionary, plus actor Garth Marenghi.
Yeah,
it's Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Yeah,
starring Dean Lerner. I mean, Todd mm-hmm. Rivers, you can't mm-hmm. go wrong with either of those guys. They're amazing. So this is also...
And
I mean,
Sanchez.
So, you know, if you're not familiar with it, it's a British television show from the 80s that was lost for a really long time. And
is it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did a lot of episodes, but only six survive.
Okay.
And we'll be watching the first three.
First three. Okay, that was going to be my next question for you. There's six episodes. We'd be doing the first three. That makes sense.
First three. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, guys, there you go. There's your picks for
no,
the
Paul,
Halloween.
Paul, we need what? Your pick.
Oh, yeah. During this spooky time of the year, what's spookier than Satan? Anyone?
The Prince of Magic?
No, I need someone to hit me with the Satan.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Satan.
Thank you.
Are we watching Spawn?
A coven. Coven? Oh, coven? Coven?
I think it's coven.
It's hard
coven.
To say.
No, that sounds too much like oven.
Okay. A coven of beautiful young women sell their souls to the devil and eagerly participate in satanic rites. It's cult legend Ted V. McKell's 2004 flick, Cauldron, Baptism of Blood.
Sweet.
Wait, isn't this a Disney movie?
Yeah. It came after The Little Mermaid. Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting these totally confused.
Guys,
guys,
I have to admit, I've never seen I've seen American movie, but I've never seen Cauldron.
Baptism of Blood.
Yeah, that's the movie from within the movie, right?
No, they're not watching the Black Cauldron in this movie.
That was the first movie I ever saw.
Are we talking about Coven?
Wait, God, are we voting for the Black Cauldron or this
movie? What movie do they make an American movie?
Coven.
Oh, so this is his sequel? This is his second movie?
No, this has nothing to do with Coven.
No, but I saw American movie and he made the movie, so is there another one?
Okay, you're done. So there you go. There's our four picks. Head on over to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are going to post links down below. But if you're listening to us on your favorite podcasting service, Jason Hulls, tell our listeners where they can go to vote on all of our picks.
Oh, you can go just about anywhere. You can go to
literally a library. You can go to a park.
Yeah, we'll take ride-in votes. It's
hey,
fine.
Can you go?
We'll take ride-ins.
Could you go to a Mexican restaurant?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes,
very
you can.
Cool.
We have people at the Mexican restaurants, all of them, taking votes. But if you're too lazy or you don't want to eat tacos or whatever, you can get on Twitter. We are at BMM Podcast. You'll see the poll there. You can go to Facebook. That's probably the easiest, and we're going to interact with you a little bit on there. So yeah, pretty much any of those major social media outlets, you can vote on one of these four movies.
Our Facebook is at B-Movie Mania.
It sure is.
And our Instagram is also at B-Movie Mania.
Paul, is there a hyphen in any of these or no?
No, hells no. So real quick to recap, Jason Halls, what's your pick?
The Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.
Mike, what's your pick?
I was working in the lab
no,
late
just,
one night
just
when
the
my
title.
Eyes beheld a B movie sight.
Just the title.
Monster Mash the movie.
Chris.
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
And I have Ted V. McKell's Cauldron, Baptism of Blood. Now, we also have a very special announcement because one of these movies is going to win, but you, our dear listener, are going to have the opportunity to actually watch all four of these picks along with us, the B-Movie crew.
What?
Yeah, it's wow. True.
I'll be there.
Okay, Jay's there. As long as Jay's there, that's good.
Yes. You're going to be
I'm
there. Jay's going to be there. Chris
wait,
is going to be
oh,
there.
Wait. Am I going to be? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I'll be there. I'll be there. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. If Chris isn't there, I'm not there.
We're all there. Can I announce it, please?
We're all there.
Jesus. On Sunday, October 29th, a couple days before Halloween, we are going to be doing a little something that we're calling B-Movie Mania Presents Halloween Horror Hangouts. And what that means is that all four of us are going to be hanging out, probably like on a Google Hangout or something like that.
Hey, maybe even a Discord. I don't know. That
it's hard
too.
To say. It's hard to say. But we're going to be
yet.
Watching.
We'll let you know.
All four of these picks, and you can watch along with us. It's going to be a great time. October 29th, probably around 2 p.m. is the start time. Probably something like that. Central.
Sounds yeah, right. Just let me get my like handful of mimosas in. And then, I'll like just sit down and just pop in and just like soak up the Halloween juices.
Oh hell yeah!
This is gonna listen, everyone listening. This is gonna be perfect because Saturday night you went out and you fucking partied for Halloween. You got dressed up in your cool outfits. And listen, we want to know. Please tell us all about these outfits. But I know Sunday morning you're going to wake up at about noon and go, fuck, what the shit did I do? I'm in my mid-30s. Fuck me. But then you're going to go, wait a minute. All I got to do is eat a little greasy food, maybe pop in some hair of the dog, and then I can watch these badass movies with these crazy B-movie maniacs.
That's right.
It's going to be fun.
And it's even better if you're still in costume from the night before.
Oh, of course, and of course you will be. I will
tweet
be.
Tweet us photos.
I will be. I'm going to be hungover as fuck, and I'm going to have my Charlie Day outfit.
Tweet us your hungover costume photos.
Yes.
So you'll be able to chat with us, interact with us. All you got to do is go to bmoviemania.com, and we will have all of the pertinent information available for you so you can go do that on Sunday, October 29th. Mark your calendar. It's going to be a very spooky time.
Paul, you started talking like you were going to edit out everything we just did.
Oh, it's entirely possible.
Yeah. Also, Paul, can you make that announcement again? Just to the theme of the Monster Mash song now?
I'll leave that to Mike.
I was working in my lab
late one night,
and I was hungover too much to do anything right.
Hey,
so then I went down
everyone.
And thought,
remember,
I can watch the
early,
B-Movie Mania
often.
Halloween Swatch. It is the
And
the
don't
mash.
Forget the Halloween special
the
is going to air on
mash.
Halloween morning,
October
31st. So get ready
we'll
for that.
Ow.
The very first B-Movie Mania Halloween special. Go over right now to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and vote right now.
Vote early. Vote often.
Ow.
I don't know.